The first time I saw your film, I was blown away already. And the setting, I don't know if you know this, but where they actually showed the film, it was in a toy store in Ulm. And I just have to very quickly mention it's a film about abuse of a woman of human trafficking, right? Also, too.
Yeah, she's trafficked, but she's also. She's the one who starts it because she's in debt, and if she doesn't pay back to the state what she has, then she will lose the custody of her girls.
Yeah.
So she decides to start this because she has to pay back this very big amount of money.
The story you're telling in the film is that one specific story, or is it more a composite of different stories that you've heard over the years?
Yeah, well, actually, this story specifically is inspired by a story that I heard from an organization that I work with that helps women exiting prostitution in Sweden, but. It is also encompassing other stories. And I also try to make sure that the stories I tell are sort of, even though I always have one person in mind, I try to make them more generic because I want to, you know, I don't want the person to be too sort of easy to identify, but also I want to tell a more general story. So I would say that it's always it's documentary in a way because it's always connected to real facts, but I always try to make those facts sort of not be too easy to identify, so to protect the person that has had this experience.
The way you tell it is absolutely ingenious because you use Playmobil figures.
Yes.
And we have a voiceover of the woman telling her story, basically, and we have this.
It's a monologue, yeah.
Yeah, it's a monologue, right?
Of this woman, yeah.
Yeah, and we see pictures that depict her fate, her tragedy, basically, and this all with Playmobil figures.
Yeah, I wanted to tell stories about women in prostitution and porn, and because I don't want to exploit the women that have been in that one more time, I decided to do this in an artistic way. So I was just deciding that I was going to use different artistic expressions to tell the stories. And I have this amazing friend, her name is Adriana Rosati. She's a wonderful pattern designer, but she also makes these beautiful cakes, you know. She's doing all the icing of the cakes and so on. And she was sort of pretty depressed because she wanted also to express herself as an artist, but she didn't have the possibility then. And then I thought, well, why don't we use your cake-making skills? And I decided to tell the story using this big metaphor of this wedding cake, because it's about being disillusioned about what you thought was going to be your happy life, and then is all sort of gets totally destroyed, just like the cake in the movie. So at the beginning it's a beautiful wedding cake, and then in the end it's just you know, crumbs, and it looks really ugly. It doesn't look like a cake anymore. So that was the big metaphor, and I that's why I used the Playmobils. Because I thought that was the right size for the cake, and it was. I went into a toy shop, and I was looking at all the toys they had, and I thought, okay, this is the best one. Also because they had so many different types. For example, the flight attendant, it is a doll from Playmobil.
But so you did not get a sponsorship or afterwards even from the Playmobil company. Or did you?
No. Oh my God. I'm not sure they're happy about this. I mean, I don't know. I never got in touch with them. And no sponsorship at all. This is a pilot. Actually, this was done very with very limited means, economical means, because I wanted it to be a pilot for this bigger project where I'm going to tell many more stories. And I've filmed already three more, and I have many more to film. So at the end is going to be an anthology of these stories, different stories, and they're told in different ways. And one of them is a VR film, VR 360 film, and it's a dance. So it's I wanted to give that kind of impression of being in the center of what's happening. I want to use as many different artistic expression there are, like from embroidery to modern dance, or I'm trying to use really most of the kinds, from painting to sculpture, but also very I'm going to have a puppet theater, and I'm going to make one of the stories is going to be told in a theatrical way. With puppets moved, you know, like a normal puppet theater. I was getting some financing from Gothenburg cities where I live, and now I'm waiting for the final financing. And so I'm having a few meetings with some producers and see if there is interest for that. I think it probably may be finished by June. If I find the right producer. So I'm very happy that I can continue on, because it's such a big but very exciting project for me.
Great, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for the interview,
thank
Monica.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been very nice talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Back to the station.